From Sports Radio 97.1 The Fan, this is Tee to Green, Central Ohio's premier golf show. Here's your host, recipient of the Lifetime Achievement Award by the Southern Ohio PGA of America and Hall of Fame, Sports Radio 97.1 The Fan's Skip Mossick.
And another beautiful Saturday morning here in Columbus and another busy week in the golf world. PGA playoffs underway over in New Jersey. We'll check in there in just a couple of minutes. Also, we'll be joined by Dave Shedlosky of Golf World and GolfDigest.com. As always, we have another terrific golf prize pack lined up for you this morning as well. We'll have details on that coming up. But we were able to do this a couple of years ago. Schedules are always crazy, but real treat this morning, joined in studio by legendary golf course architects, Drs. Michael and Chris Herdson, and we're going to talk all kinds of great stuff. Thanks for coming down, Doc. How are you?
Oh, thank you. Thanks a lot. And it's such a pleasure to come down and spend time with you, Skip.
Sure is.
I tell you what, we're going to get into so many different things. Your body of work is just amazing. Just the courses locally. I mean, just in the general vicinity, you've either designed, co-designed, or redesigned. And again, apologies if I've left anybody off, so correct me. Airport, Cook's Creek, Cumberland Trail, Delaware, Eagle Sticks, Gahanna, Golf Club of Dublin, Golf Depot, Little Bear, Little Turtle, Players Club down at Foxfire, Royal American Links, Safari Golf Club, Scioto, Split Rock, Upper Lansdowne, and Westchester.
Golf Club of Dublin and Hickory Hills.
Oh, wow.
Tanglewood. Thornapple.
Wow.
Absolutely.
Just continues. These are just local.
Shamrock, back when Shamrock was there.
Was unbelievable.
Goes on and on.
How many, if you had to guess, or do you even know the number that you put your hands on just worldwide?
Well, it's over 400. We don't know the exact number, and that's over a course of 50 years. It started back when Jack Kidwell was still around. And because we were partners and I was working with Jack at that time, we sort of coalesced those into one group. But it could be 450 or 480 at this point. And that's, in Australia and Japan and Korea and Italy and, all over North America.
Yeah, six decades, five continents, 400-plus projects, on and on. Yeah.
We'll talk about...
It's got a lot of gray hair.
Yeah, absolutely. Well, rightfully so. We'll talk about the worldwide stuff here coming up, but of the ones locally that we mentioned, do you have a favorite? I mean, I imagine they're all like kids to you, but do you have a favorite as far as the work that you've done, either designed or redesigned?
You know, the golf course that I enjoy playing the most, Chris may have another idea, is I certainly enjoy Golf Club of Dublin. When we started with Golf Club of Dublin, that was a flat field. There was a foot and a half of fall over about 600 acres. And what we've turned it into and the kind of experience it is, and I think everybody that goes to play Golf Club of Dublin thoroughly enjoys it. But that certainly is one. But you're right. All of them are like children, and all of them have special memories.
Chris?
Yeah, without a doubt. As an architect, you look at it a little different because you remember what was there and then what you turned it into. So some people say, well, Golf Club of Dublin, I mean, certainly must have done some stuff, in the top. And yeah, there's a bunch of top 100s, but that one's special. And what my father didn't mention about is that was built, again, they had the housing corridors, and they said, here's what you got to work with. Yeah. But more specifically, we got used to that with our developer friend, but more specifically, all the ponds and connections over there, that's all through the stormwater engineers plan. So they said not only you have corridors, you got to do something with all the stormwater, integrate it in a golf course, make it look natural. So there's a point of pride. But I would say, and I'll give you my father's top response, in an absolute vacuum, I'd say Devil's Pulpit paintbrush. Wow. Those are in Toronto. That's 25 some years ago. I don't know what that says about us and our evolution, but maybe simpler times were better. But those were pretty impressive.
Mike, how did you get started? And I guess when did you realize that that you were good at this enough where you can go out and just do it on your own and create your own business?
That's a pretty interesting question because actually I was blessed to have a father who loved the game of golf. He played at Beacon Light. Beacon Light was owned by Jack Kidwell. Jack Kidwell had literally rebuilt that golf course since the war, and people saw that. Ed Taney asked him to build Oakhurst. So that was Jack's first design. I was 13 years old. He would take me with him because I was working for Jack at that time. And so I went out and could see land, trees and hills and fields get turned into a golf course. And I said, Mr. Kidwell, I'd like to do this for the rest of my life. And he said, Mike, you listen to what I tell you and you try to learn and maybe you will. And but that, it took even when my first solo design was 1969 up in Vermont, but it took another 5 years after that before I really felt that I mastered the craft. There are just so many things to learn and so many things to know that it took a while, but and I've been learning every day.
Chris, I'll second that, by the way, Skip. There is a residency. People think come out of school, you apprentice a little bit, golf architecture. I grew up in this business, started at 3 years old, 4 years old, traveling with him, and that's all I've ever known. But I'll tell you, every single day you spend together, you're looking at something new or you're missing something or you're picking something up. So it's residency, internship, fellowship, and then practice. It is without a doubt, even at 75 as he is.
Good stuff. Biggest project you guys are working on right now. You were telling me a little bit about it this morning.
Yeah, absolutely. We got Westfield Group Country Club up in Westfield, Ohio. Again, they have wonderful two courses, 36 holes, a north and a south. It's a multi-phase project. What started everything was that they had a range interior on the south course, and it just wasn't quite big enough for what they needed. And golf courses are often a domino effect. You move one thing and there's another. And they just happen to have a marvelous cornfield contiguous to the property, grades and everything. Everything spoke volumes, said, you know what, this needs to be arranged and we can solve you all your issues. Full service practice facility. So that was phase one. Phase two, renovation of parkland facility. And phase three, which my father is going to love to talk. It'll be 11 o'clock before we get done talking about that. But the reason being is that Westfield, being the clients that they are and doing things right, said, you know what, we want to do a Lynx motif and we want to go in. We want to do the sod wall bunkers. We want to do the timber walls, the stone. So, Dad, why don't you take that for just a second?
Yeah, that's something you don't see every day here in Ohio.
No, right. You don't.
You know, the only thing that would be even remotely close to it is the golf club and what Pete did out there. But this is taking it a step further. And I don't think there's another golf course in Ohio, maybe even in the Midwest, that it's equivalent to this.
Agreed.
The closest that our experience is, it was up in Canada, up in Toronto, Canada. Mm-hmm. And we did a golf course for the guys who originated the game Trivial Pursuit. It's called the Devil's Paintbrush. And it was best new place when it opened, and it's always been in the top 10 in Canada and really probably of ranks in the world. But that's what Westfield is going to have. That north course is going to be a unique golf experience. We're not calling it a Lynx golf course. Mm-hmm. We're calling it a Lynx features or inspired, but it's just going to be, when you play that golf course, you will always remember it.
Transformative.
Talking course design this morning. Very fortunate to have Drs. Michael and Chris Herdson in studio with us this morning. T to Green here on The Fan. There are not too many people that do what you do, at least successfully. I'm sure criticism comes with the territory. does it bother you when people ask why you design something a certain way?
You know, not really. You get used to it, and you consider the source. If it's somebody who has a design background, who you really appreciate their opinion, that's one thing. But when you get, you know, Grandpa Jones,
hits. Why is this bunker here?
Hey, Grandpa. Yeah, that is.
Why is this here? You guys, what are you thinking?
That's where I hit it. Anything, any trees. So that's true, though. We're not exaggerating.
I know that. That's why I asked.
You got to see the emails.
Are there others that you're fans of, designers that you're fans of?
Oh, yeah. You know, I mentioned Pete Dye a little bit earlier at the golf club. Pete was such an innovator. He just, you know, pushed the limits. Sometimes he pushed them too far. But he always was pushing the boundaries. So certainly I have that. I mean, right now, Gil Hance is the flavor of the month. You can't deny that. He's doing all the biggest project. And it's a well-earned reputation that he has. But there's certainly lots of my colleagues that are really well qualified and equally talented. But I think that there's two things. There's the artistic side of this and the creative side. There are a lot of people that are artistic, but not a lot of people that are creative. And it really is tough to bring both of those together. And that's really the art of golf course architecture.
What's it like working with your son?
It's first of all, thank goodness he's my son. I'd have fired him a long time ago.
That's true, and vice versa.
I was going to ask you the same question,
but Chris is extraordinarily smart. As he said, he grew up in this business, so I know that he's one of those guys that when I get a criticism, he's well qualified to give us a criticism, and we learn from each other, and we're constantly pushing each other. And he's much more technical than I am. And so it's an absolute thrill every single day.
Doctors Michael and Chris Herdson in studio with us this morning. Much more coming up on this with these gentlemen. Meanwhile, PGA playoffs began this week as we head to New Jersey with some chip shots.
97.1 The Fan's tee to green. Chip shots.
Liberty National, the venue this week. Dustin Johnson, your leader at the midway point. DJ 63, 67 the first 2 days. Good for a one-shot lead heading to the weekend. Johnson says consistency has been his main focus.
You know, I felt like, you know, today was a lot like it was yesterday. And that's kind of when I was playing really well, is very consistent. You know, I was hitting the same kind of shots, feeling the same every day. And you know, that's when I played really well. And so the last 2 days have been very consistent, which is probably the only two rounds that I felt like have been the same like this whole year, besides maybe Mexico, where I played all four rounds pretty good there. But yeah, I got a lot of confidence in the swing right now.
One behind Johnson at minus 11 is Jordan Spieth, who's been fighting a wayward driver of late. But Spieth says things are starting to come together off the tee.
It's been really solid. And then I had three kind of loose tee balls today, and I was able to get away with them. I hit one on 18. I made bogey. And then on the reachable 16th, I made par. There'll be a lot of birdies today. But then 9, I certainly stole one there with a bad tee ball. So really nice to get kind of a good break on the last and then, you know, knock a mid-range putt in. The game feels good. It feels like I've been progressing the right way. I feel, you know, better this week than the week before. And, you know, try and just kind of fine-tune those long clubs, continue to put myself in the right positions off the tee, and the rest of the game's really firing nicely.
Four players are two shots back at minus 10, another 5-3 back at minus 9, including Justin Rose, who says he rode a great start Friday en route to a 68.
It was nice. You know, beautiful swing off the first hole today. Hit 7-9 in there to about, well, to a foot. That was a nice, easy start. And then, you know, made a 20-footer up the hill for birdie on the third hole of the day. So, you know, some good ball striking, some, you know, making some putts early kind of gives you the confidence that you can keep going low. The only thing I can pick a hole in really the last 2 days is I haven't played the par fives that well. There's a couple of reachable ones, and I haven't taken advantage of those yet. You know, I hit two great shots into 8 and, you know, nearly reached the green there and was left with, you know, that pin was playing really tricky. So coming in really felt like it was a battle for sure.
Also three back at minus 9 is Rory McIlroy. Strange set of circumstances Friday. Rory originally assessed a two-shot penalty for touching the sand with his finger on 14 in a bunker, thinking it was a pebble. The penalty was later rescinded, so a big difference being three back versus 5. McIlroy on what happened.
So I thought there was a rock behind, like, sort of beside my ball, and I went to pick it up. So I touched it and I realized that wasn't a rock. So I just went, oh, that's not a rock. But I touched the sand, right? So I was like, I don't really know. Like, it's such a gray area. I'm comfortable saying that I didn't improve anything. I didn't. It was, you know, I thought it was a rock. It wasn't. I moved my hand away. And then I was like, I don't know if I've done anything wrong here. So they got the USGA involved, rang them. They sort of went back and forth a little bit, and then it came down to that. In a way, it came down to me and said, okay, are you comfortable telling us you didn't improve your lie? And for me, I am comfortable saying that.
McIlroy, part of a large group, three back of your leader, Dustin Johnson, again in the lead as we head to the weekend in New Jersey. Audio courtesy of PGATour.com and GolfChannel.com. Korn Ferry Tour in Portland, Vince India minus 13, your leader there by one. Champions off this weekend, LPGA in Scotland, MJ Herr minus 14. She is your leader by two. Much, much more with Drs. Michael and Chris Herdson coming up, but up next we will welcome in Dave Shedlock of Golf World and GolfDigest.com. We'll ask him about Rory McIlroy and that bunker situation next as Tee to Green rolls on here on The Fan.
Proud to be your flagship home for Ohio State Athletics. The Jackets, Chris Soccer, and Bobby Carpenter's uncomfortably vascular arms. The Fan, Ohio sports destination.
It's child's play to donate your car, truck, RV, or boat to your local Ronald McDonald House. They'll pick it up free of charge, steer you through the paperwork, and a hefty tax deduction rolls your way as you help provide a home away from home for families of seriously ill hospitalized children. For more information about donating your vehicle to Ronald McDonald House Charities, visit carshelp.org or call 855-CARS-HELP. That's 855-CARS-HELP.
Hey golfers, Skip Mossick. Make sure to check out Westchester Golf Course in Canal Winchester this season. WestchesterGolfCourse.com is the best place to book your tee time and to learn about a variety of league options, outing information, and their bi-monthly two-person scrambles. Plus, their new clubhouse is now open and is the perfect place to host your next big event, no matter the size. Book your next round online now at WestchesterGolfCourse.com.
It's Bo Bishop here for Window Nation, and it's Window Nation's anniversary sales event. The event can only happen once a year, so Window Nation is pulling out all the tops. 60% off any style window. You heard that right. 60%. Plus, get 0% interest rates for 60 months. That's 60 months, same as cash. Why? Because they love their customers. And what better way to celebrate their anniversary than giving you the best prices that they can? Since Window Nation first opened, they've had the pleasure of installing over 450,000 windows and over 80,000 beautiful homes, saving families over $40 million in energy bills. So they thank you for your business, for over 10,000 positive online reviews, and an A-plus rating with the Better Business Bureau. It's their anniversary, but it's you, their customers, my listeners, who keep them going year in and year out by putting your trust in them. Save an unheard of 60% off any style window, plus 0% for 60 months. Hurry, this is a limited time offer. Their teams will be working overtime to keep up with the demand. Call 866-90-NATION now, or visit windownation.com for a free in-home estimate. Tell them Bo Bishop sent you.
Common Man and T-Bone.
Hey! Did I make it in the retrospective?
Maybe, maybe not.
How about the time I got all my coworkers fired? Is that in the retrospective?
Common Man and T-Bone, weekdays 3 to 6 on The Fan.
If your hair is thinning or falling out, what's your first call? To Vanskoy Hair Clinics, the only clinic in Ohio to offer multi-unit hair grafting that restores more hair in one procedure and all the latest solutions to restore your hair. And they've been doing that for over 40 years right here in Ohio. Here's some satisfied clients.
If I'm going to get hair, it's got to look good, you know? And I was blown away.
I got to say, I recommend it to anybody that doesn't feel their age. And actually, I feel younger than my age.
Multi-unit hair grafting can restore more hair than traditional hair transplants, saving you time and money. In less than 1 hour, you can find out if multi-unit hair grafting can work for you for natural, permanent results. Call now, and 97.1 FM listeners receive $250 off, a free evaluation, and $250 off. Call Vanskoy Hair Clinics at 614-432-8042. That's 614-432-8042. Results may vary. Vanskoy Hair .com or 432-8042 right now.
Ohio, welcome to Save Yourself with Geico.
You send a congratulatory text to your newly promoted boss, but autocorrect changes it to something unintended.
Oh, no.
You couldn't save yourself from autocorrect gone horribly wrong, but you could save yourself hundreds by switching your car insurance to Geico.
Yes.
You could save on motorcycle, boat, and RV insurance, too.
Nice.
Plus, the Geico Insurance Agency could help you save on homeowners and renters insurance.
Oh.
While your smartphone's word choice is becoming your biggest problem, you should know Geico is the second largest auto insurer in the country.
Okay.
Geico even has a 97% customer satisfaction rating.
Ooh.
And has been helping people save money for over 75 years.
Huh.
And now, all you can do is watch the ... response bubble and wait. But you don't have to wait on savings. Your local Geico agent could help you save even more with federal and military discounts.
You couldn't save yourself from autocorrect, but you could save yourself hundreds with Geico online, over the phone, or at your local office.
Back to Central Ohio's premier golf show with Skip Mossick. This is Tee to Green on Sports Radio 97.1 The Fan.
We have another great golf prize pack that we're giving away to you this morning. We've got some balls from our friends at Titleist. We've got to golf out at the Westchester Golf Course, golf up at Safari Golf Club, a couple of Herds and Courses right there, a gift certificate out to the Virtues, and some more goodies we have in the bag for you as well. Very simple to enter. Send me a tweet. We're going to back it up just a little bit this morning. Send me a tweet by 10:45. If you do it by 10:45, we'll get you a player at this week's PGA event in New Jersey. If your player goes on to win, the great prize pack is yours.
This is Backspin. Tee to Green. Backspin.
No, Dave?
we'll just kind of wait and move on. But we have plenty to get into with Doctors and Michael and Chris Herdson this morning, and talking golf course design. It's all great stuff to hear. The prize pack. Tell us about, I can't believe it's been, 20, 25 years as far as the Westchester project, which you guys did out there.
Yeah, that was pretty interesting. And Charlie Ruma was the developer of that of that Westchester property. And Charlie had done a couple, Jefferson and Wedgwood. And so he had a good bit of information. And very smart guy. So we worked with Dave Ruma on that. And we were really proud of how we used the creek bottom in the other land and fitted the houses in. And, it's a really fun golf course to play. And it's typically Central Ohio land. It's hard to believe it is 25 years.
Yeah, you mentioned this the first segment when we were talking about the golf club at Dublin, as far as you're given that where the housing is going to be, and say this is what you have to work with. How much more challenging is that as far as what you do versus you just have a field or just an area and just open land and then just go?
Well, it's a lot more challenging when someone gives you the corridors. And typically what we would do, Skip, is when land planner or a developer would bring in a land plan and he said, I want the golf course to fit in between these. What we do, what we call redlining. Basically, we go through and we measure all the safety corridors. We look at how much room the land planner has left from the golf hole to the adjacent house lots. And we mark them up with a red pencil and then we give them back to the developer and say, you need to do these things to protect yourself and protect your homeowners and all of that. And if they chose not to do them, there are projects right here in Central Ohio that we've walked away from.
Really?
Because people did not want to adhere to the safety corridors.
Tell you what, Chris, you and I were up at Safari Golf Club a number of years ago, right before when they're in the planning stages as far as that redesign. And again, that is, or the reroute, I guess, is a better
couple holes, two and a half, three holes.
But yeah, that project, again, it's, you're dealing with trying to do it, but still maintaining a playable golf course at the same time.
That one's tough. Anytime you add those type of constraints where you say it's, we always joke in the industry, which is make it better, but don't change anything and don't spend any money. It adds to the difficulty, the formula. But, they had a little bit extra land there on the north side up near 750. And that was unutilized. It just happened to, through a clever rerouting, a whole numbers parlay into what we wanted to accomplish there. So the trick with any time that you're doing just a couple holes of an existing course is, how do you make it look consistent? You don't want people to come to those two or three holes and say, you know what, that's Herdson new, and then there's Herdson old, and now we've got, polka dot tie and a different colored, pink polyester pants. And, that's a fundamental problem. And so, you're it's not just the stuff that you see on top with the grass and the different types, but it's the topography and how it flows, and really being restrained a bit with yourself on what you'd like to do that would make it more pizzazz, but that doesn't fit with what you got.
What's, besides money, what is the biggest roadblock you typically get from folks that they want you to redo their place? Is it, or is cash just the number one thing?
I think that part of what Chris said is that people are pretty, most people in our industry, there's a joke. They're given a choice of saying something bad about a spouse or a person's golf course, you always choose the spouse. Because people fall in love with a golf course and they don't see the faults. They know their spouse has faults, but they don't see it in their golf course. So people are thinking and hoping you're going to make it better, but they're pretty sure you could screw it up too. Yeah. And so it's really the politics is trying to win the trust. Just give us, have confidence in our judgment and you will have a much better product. And you're asking, it's a leap of faith. When you go to do these things, you're just saying, trust me, we're going to make it better.
Question for both of you. I guess the difference between working with public facilities versus private clubs.
Public, number one rule in any golf architecture is safety. And obviously anyone can hit a ball anywhere. So safety means probability.
Yeah, some of us can.
Yeah. We've seen some impressive shots. That's for sure. But you can do things on private courses, such as, combined tees and greens that are mowed together, such as crossing of cart paths, such as narrower corridors that you can't do on a public facility. You got to remember your audience and the skill level of the audience and the connoisseur level level, the audience. So that's really where you start. So when we talk about widening corridors, you know, that's really the essence of a public facility is you need more land, and you really need to think about the programming, which is not very sexy because we're here to talk about golf architecture, all the ethereal things. But you got to get the corridors, rights, the streets, all that, so to speak, before the buildings go in to make sure that people can surface it safely.
Don't have to name names here, but what's the wildest idea somebody's come at you with as far as a design?
Oh, wow.
I'd like to see this, Doc. This is what I want.
You know, we've had a lot of people have situations where there's a great change in elevation. In other words, you'd be up and say, wouldn't it be great to have a tee up here and then a green down there? And, yeah, it's 150 feet below you, but how do you get from that tee down to that green and do it safely, which is going back to what Chris was saying? Sure. We do have a project similar like that in Alabama. It's called Farm Links, and it was a Purcell family farm, and there was we had a par three hole that was built at the same level. They said, no, we want the tee up on top of the mountain. Well, that's fine if you can work out the corridor and for the cart paths. And now it's one of the most famous golf holes in the South because we put the tee up there. They figured out how to get the cart up and down, but we wouldn't take that responsibility and that liability and risk.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I'd say, you know, for us, yeah, I'd have to agree with what my father said there. Without a doubt. It's just, it's nobody wants to do the plumbing. Plumbing's boring. It's like, you know, I want this, and, you know, how to fit it all together, you know, the 10 pounds in a, you know, a 5 pound bag and working out the details, which don't always come up with a sexy answer. That's really the essence of it.
You've, obviously you were center stage a couple of years ago with your work at Erin Hills, with the U.S. Open. How proud of that project were you, and especially now when you see just the completion and what that property looks like now?
Well, we were, and that was Dana Fry and Ron Witten, who were co-designers. We were rock stars for a week.
Still are.
Thank you very much. In our own little world, yeah. In our own little minds. You know, it was just absolute wonderful to see that golf course grow. And then to put it to the final test where the best players in the world are going to come and play your golf course and see some of the best players in the world not make the cut. You know, we're trunk slammers on Friday. You know, the Dustin Johnson and Jordan Spieth and a number of other top 10 players. So, you know, it was really great. And then when Brooks Koepka won it, it was like, who's this guy? You know, who's this Koepka guy? Never heard of this guy before. And now, number one in the world.
Collaboration with other architects. How challenging is that? Because obviously, you're not going to see eye to eye on everything. How tough is that?
I think that it's a mutual understanding and a mutual respect and really trying to reason it through. Chris is a very accomplished designer, and he and I go through design discussions all the time. And you just try to find the right balance. You listen to the logic. And if you can't present a stable, sustainable argument for why you want to do a particular thing, then maybe it's not a good idea to do it. And so we find it. I love it. I absolutely loved it. You know, I've had so many guys work for me. I think we've had 25 or 28 people who have worked in our firm, and we do it in a very collaborative way.
Love asking this question. I mean, when you're out there doing this stuff, you're moving Earth, okay? And I always love asking, what's the most bizarre thing that you've discovered once you start digging? Wow. Some of these places have been there for forever. What's the most bizarre thing you've dug up?
Give them the coffin story.
We did a project down in Virginia, in Richmond, Virginia, and it was down in some lower lands, and as we were doing that project, we uncovered a coffin, and it was a Civil War steel coffin, and it had a little window over the face, and it was a very wealthy family, and this man was an officer,
Wow.
It was a Civil War coffin we uncovered.
What did you do with it?
Well, you call the archaeological people, and they come and they do all of the things they need to do. They contact the family.
How do you know where who to call?
Usually,
are they in the book?
Well, here we would call the Ohio Historic Connection, you know, Ohio History Connection. But yeah, just ask around and find those people. But typically we'll have done that a lot ahead of time anyway.
You know, but we laugh about it, but you honestly, Skip, you pray you don't find those type of things.
Oh, I know.
Because every project has a certain amount of time that's allotted. And when you call in the authorities, so to speak, they don't work on your schedule. So those are called delays. So now you got a contractor who's got to stop work on a project, stand around. So it's funny. It's great in retrospect.
You just hope you won't find anything.
anything protected, absolutely.
More with Drs. Michael and Chris Herdson in studio with us this morning. Plus Dave Shedlosky on the way as well. Tita Green rolls on here on The Fan.
Tough to listen to the radio at work? Check out The Fan app. Or listen online to Bishop and Laurinaitis from 10 to noon weekdays at 971thefan.com.
Voted as the number one public course in Ohio by Golf Digest, the Virtues Golf Club offers an unparalleled experience for golfers of any skill level. Virtues Golf Club features wide rolling fairways and immaculate greens surrounded by beautiful panoramic views around every rugged bend. Only 40 miles from downtown, Virtues Golf Club offers a 60,000 square foot clubhouse with exquisite cuisine and amenities. Are you looking for the best golfing experience near Columbus? Then look no further than the Virtues Golf Club.
We have to talk about it.
Nope, I don't wanna.
We have to.
No.
But we need life insurance.
La, 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 I am not listening to you.
Don't love me then.
What? Oh, fine. We need life insurance, but all the paperwork, it's such a pain.
Not with Ethos.
Ethos? Is that some kind of yoga thing?
No, Ethos is life insurance for people like us.
Like us?
People who don't have time for fine print, insurance jargon, and hidden fees.
Yeah, I pretty much hate all that stuff.
Of course you do. With Ethos, you can apply online, and there is a policy for every budget.
Really?
Yes. The online application only takes 10 minutes, and you'll be taking the first step in ensuring the kids and I'll be safe, even if something unexpected happens.
Ethos brings you choices that don't require an in-person meeting with an agent, and in most cases, there's no need for a doctor's appointment.
Feel better?
Yeah. I do.
Ethos, life insurance made simple. Apply online in just 10 minutes. Get a free instant quote now at ethoslife.com. That's ethoslife.com. ethoslife.com.
Got an old car you want to sell?
I do, for cash.
Then go to pickandpull.com or call 800-442-JUNK and they'll give you a cash quote.
Oh, you mean like Johnny Cash said?
I wear black because I'm comfortable in it.
Not that kind of quote. I mean, if you go to pickandpull.com or call 800-442-JUNK,
yep.
Pick and Pull will give you a quote for cash for your junk car.
Got it.
And towing is free.
You know who said that?
Yeah, I did just now.
That's right.
Got an old junk car? Need cash? Call 800-442-JUNK. 800-442-5865. Or go to pickandpull.com.
The Crew are back in action Saturday night as they battle FC Cincinnati.
Hell is real, kids. Hell is real.
Live fan coverage starts at 7 with a kickoff at 7:30.
Proud to be your flagship home for the Crew all season long.
The Fan.
Ohio's sports destination.
Hey golfers, Blacklick Woods Golf Course and Learning Center, a part of the Metro Parks family, has some exciting announcements this season. Blacklick Woods Golf Course is now offering Franklin County residents the opportunity to golf for free on our 3-hole practice course and our 9-hole walking course. A perfect opportunity for all ages and skill levels. Free for Franklin County residents. And every time you play our 18-hole championship course, you have a chance to win $1,000 if you make a hole in one on number 15. Outing opportunities are now available Monday through Friday. Our new reception venue, Eagle View, is a perfect setting to host all types of gatherings, reunions, and receptions. Call or visit our website for details and availability. Blacklick Woods Golf Course and Learning Center, a part of the Metro Parks family. Voted the number one top pick for public golf courses in the Dispatch CBUS Top Picks. Check us out at blacklickwoodsgc.com.
If you're looking for more ways to save, you're going to love the Buy 5, Save 5 event happening now at Kroger. Just choose from a wide selection of participating items. And when you buy any five, you'll save $5 at checkout with card. Visit Kroger.com or the app for details. And while you're online, download your coupon to earn one extra fuel point for every dollar you spend Thursdays through Sundays. Limited time offers and restrictions apply. Fresh food, low prices at Kroger. it's back to school time. And at Kroger, we've got more ways to save for an awesome start to the year. With great sales on their favorites, fuel points, and digital coupons, the savings for back to school really add up. Stop in and save on fresh Heritage Farm boneless chicken breasts for $1.79 a pound. And USDA Choice boneless New York strip steaks are $5.99 a pound in the value pack with card. More ways to save. It's easy at Kroger.
Visit 971thefan.com to vote in the fan poll.
Presented by Byers Imports, by the airport.
The Fan, Ohio sports destination. You are listening to Tea to Green with the Fan, Skip Mossick. Skip Mossick. This is Sports Radio 97.1 The Fan.
Tea to Green rolls on. Another great prize pack this week. We've got some balls from our friends at Titleist. We've got golf out at Westchester Golf Course. Golf up at the Safari Golf Club. Again, a couple of Herdson courses who are in studio with us this morning. Gift certificate out to the Virtues, plus some more goodies we'll throw in the bag for you as well. Send me a tweet backing it up a little bit this morning by 10:45, please, at Skip Mossick, or go to 971thefan.com. You can find me on Twitter there. Do it by 10:45. We'll get you a player in this week's PGA event in New Jersey. If your player wins, the prize pack is yours.
This is Backspin. Tee to Green. Backspin.
Playoffs underway this week. We're joined now by Dave Schidlowski, Golf World, GolfDigest.com. Dave, good morning. A big story yesterday, I guess, of the day was Tiger Woods withdraws. He says he hopes to be back next week. But question, we'll start you with this. As excited as many people were for Tiger in April, if he's not able to come back next week and his tour season is over for the year, I guess, how would you summarize his season?
I would think you'd have to summarize it as an overwhelming success. You win a major. I think that defines anyone's year. There's only four of them. And, you know, it's very special to win one. And in Tiger's case, having not won one in 11 years, phenomenal story. Great year for him. And, you know, regardless of what goes on, you know, next week, the rest of the year, the rest of his career, however long it is, man, that's, I mean, what a way to walk off if you're going to do it. Sounds like Jack Nicklaus, 86.
Are you a fan of the playoffs, Dave? I mean, if it's tweaked over time, would you like to see anything change, I guess, additionally?
I'm not a fan of it. I know people keep talking about what excitement there is in it and so on and so forth. You know, at the end of the day, Mark Steinberg, who is Tiger Woods' agent, he said it best when it was created. It's a marketing initiative, really, is all it is. It's a marketing initiative for the tour, for its players, certainly now for Wyndham, who gives a bonus for the regular season, which hadn't happened before, a great marketing initiative for FedEx, which has been sponsoring it since 2007. But that's really all it is. I mean, it's a manufactured competition. It doesn't mean anything except money. You know, nobody is going to define their career in the Hall of Fame or whatever by winning a FedEx Cup. I mean, those are harsh things in the assessment, but, you know, World Golf Championships, winning an event, even one as great as the Memorial, those are all part of building a legacy or a career, but you're defined by majors.
Conversely, Dave, Korn Ferry playoffs begin here in Columbus next week. And again, unlike what you just mentioned, there's tons to play for there with the guys playing for their careers. I guess, is there anything on that tour's playoff that you would like to see tweaked?
No, actually, I think their playoff is fine because their playoff makes more sense in the, you know, in the macro sense. You're playing for the right to move up. You're graduating to the big tour. You've proved yourself at a very high level because, let's face it, the Korn Ferry Tour, the competition is phenomenal. We've seen it over the years with the Nationwide Children's Hospital Championship. It's one of the great events on that tour, and it's a great competition on a very difficult golf course. And it does define you in a sense that, you know, say the FedEx Cup doesn't, because you've already made it in the FedEx Cup playoffs and so forth. And this, you really have something that you're striving for that that means more to your career in terms of advancing yourself.
Dave Schidlowski, Golf World, GolfDigest.com, our guest this morning, Tee to Green here on The Fan. Interesting situation yesterday, Dave, with Rory McIlroy at the Northern Trust. Originally assessed a penalty for mistakenly touching a clump of sand that he thought was a pebble behind his ball in a bunker. The penalty later rescinded. In your opinion, did they ultimately get the ruling right? And I guess, are you surprised we haven't seen more of this season with the rule change?
You know, it's rare nowadays, as good as bunkers are on the PGA Tour, that you're going to get a stone or something like that. You're certainly going to get them at certain places, a Shinnecock for the U.S. Open. You're going to get them at a British Open. You're going to, you know, maybe get them at in Hawaii or so forth. But, I mean, you know, the golf courses are so pristine on the PGA Tour that, no, I'm actually not surprised that we haven't had more of these. I do think they got the ruling right, because Rory obviously had mistaken it for a stone. He didn't improve his lie, and that's ultimately what you're looking for, is did he, you know, make a did he have the intention of doing something that could have improved his lie? Not that he intended to prove it, but that could have improved it, and he did not. And so, I mean, I think common sense ruled that we need more of that in the rulings aspects of golf.
Last thing for you, Dave. We've got Drs. Michael and Chris Herdson in studio with us this morning. I guess your favorite Herdson design, let's just say here in the state of Ohio.
In the state of Ohio? Gosh, I mean, there's great ones all over the place just in Ohio, I'm
sure.
Trying to think. Mike and Chris are great friends of mine, and they, you know what, they're two of the most underrated guys in golf course architecture, and they deserve all the accolades that they ever get and more that they probably haven't gotten. I think in Ohio, Cumberland Trail is really good. I do really enjoy, you know, some of those state parks that they have done, where I think they did great work. You know, my favorite is probably Devil's Paintbrush up in Toronto, though. I mean, we went up there. It was brand new. He took me up there. He was very kind to show me Devil's Paintbrush and Devil's Pulpit. And the paintbrush is a really special place. And like I said, they deserve all the accolades they get, and some they probably haven't. And great careers, and have really defined a lot of what goes on with golf in Ohio, too.
Thanks, David. This is Mike, you know, and I am a great fan of the paintbrush as well. My favorite golf course in the world. And it's so gratifying to hear someone like you. Earlier, Skip had asked, when we get criticism, how do you take it? And I said, I always consider the source. And I consider the source when we get the compliments, too. And, David, we are good friends, and we do appreciate that. But I agree with you. The paintbrush is one of a kind in North America.
It really is. I mean, if you're looking for a spectacular one shot, you could go to the Pulpit and just take that first tee shot, right?
That's right. That's exactly it.
Dave Shedlosky, Golf World, GolfDigest.com. Dave, we always appreciate your time. Safe travels, okay?
Hey, thanks very much, Skip. Sorry about the little delay there. And Mike and Chris, I look forward to catching up.
Thanks, David.
So much more with Drs. Michael and Chris Herdson coming up as a Tee to Green rolls on here on The Fan.
If you miss a Buckeye game, it's because your radio is in tune to the right place. Always and forever, your home for the Buckeyes. The Fan, Ohio's sports destination.
Golfers in Central Ohio know the Golf Depot in Gahanna. Well, now it's back and better than ever. Introducing City View Golf Center, formerly the Golf Depot. City View Golf Center's mission is to provide the premier golf training facility, offering a driving range, wedge range, newly renovated five-hole practice course, top-level PGA instruction, Nike golf camps, junior clinics, fittings, and a pro shop, with even more to come. City View Golf Center, 789 Science Boulevard in Gahanna.
At Speedway, we're always looking out for you. That's why we invest in industry-leading technology like our fast and secure pumps. They're designed to protect you with state-of-the-art card readers that feature the latest advances in credit card security to keep your information safe as you pay. Which means, when you fill up here, you know Speedway's got your back. So you can get what you need and get on your way. Fast and secure pumps. State-of-the-art card readers. The convenience stores of Speedway.
Are kids better off in an intact family? You bet they are. This is Joe Cordell of the domestic litigation firm Cordell & Cordell. Kids living in a household with married parents do better in school, they're emotionally healthier, and they're more likely to stay out of trouble with the law. If you're in a troubled marriage, of course you should do everything you can to save your marriage, if only for your kids' sake. This includes considering alternatives to divorce. Of course, in some circumstances, divorce is unavoidable. In either case, if you're a man facing a crisis in your marriage, let us help you at Cordell & Cordell. Remember, we're the partner men can count on.
The attorneys at Cordell & Cordell work to help men maximize their role in their children's lives. Contact the domestic litigation firm of Cordell & Cordell to schedule an appointment with one of our firm's Columbus area attorneys, a partner men can count on. 614-907-9200. Online at CordellCordell.com. That's CordellCordell.com. Cordell & Cordell, 10 West Broad Street, Suite 1550, Columbus, Ohio, 43215.
Football season inches closer, and the Fan is getting you ready with Buckeye Replay. Relive the Buckeyes and meat chicken from November of 2018. Coverage starts Saturday night at 5. Always and forever your home for Ohio State football. The Fan.
If your hair is thinning or falling out, what's your first call? Devanskoy Hair Clinics, the only clinic in Ohio to offer multi-unit hair grafting that restores more hair in one procedure and all the latest solutions to restore your hair. And they've been doing that for over 40 years right here in Ohio. Here's some satisfied clients.
If I'm going to get hair, it's got to look good, you know? And I was blown away.
I got to say, I recommend it to anybody that doesn't feel their age. And actually, I feel younger than my age.
Multi-unit hair grafting can restore more hair than traditional hair transplants, saving you time and money. In less than 1 hour, you can find out if multi-unit hair grafting can work for you for natural, permanent results. Call now, and 97.1 The Fan listeners receive $250 off, a free evaluation, and $250 off. Call Vanskoy Hair Clinics at 614-432-8042. That's 614-432-8042. Results may vary. Vanskoy Hair com or 432-8042 right now.
Are you dreaming of something greater? A college degree, job skills, a rewarding career? The Ohio Army National Guard can help you get the education you need to land the career you've always wanted. The Ohio National Guard Scholarship Program could pay 100% of your college tuition. You're eligible for the scholarship as soon as you enlist. Learn more about the many benefits that come with serving in the Ohio Army National Guard. Visit NationalGuard.com today. Sponsored by the Ohio Army National Guard, aired by the Ohio Association of Broadcasters and this station.
If you are working in the healthcare field and are ready to advance your career, now's the perfect time to enhance your credentials with a master's degree in healthcare administration from Ohio Dominican University. Because ODU's healthcare administration master's degree is available 100% online, you can complete your graduate degree virtually anytime, anywhere. In a hurry? Our accelerated format allows you to earn your master's in as few as 18 months. Learn more about our online healthcare administration master's degree and all of our online offerings at ohiodominican.edu/radio.
This is Tee to Green with Skip Mossick on The Fan, Ohio sports destination.
Tee to Green rolls on. Again, we have another great prize pack for you this morning. Got to do it a little earlier. Need them in by 10:45 this morning. We've got balls from Titleist, golf out at Westchester, golf up at Safari, a gift certificate to the Virtues, plus some more goodies as well. Very simple. Send me a tweet by 10:45 at Skip Mossick or go to 971thefan.com. You can find me on Twitter there. Again, do it by 10:45. We'll get you a player at this week's PGA event in New Jersey. If your player wins, the great prize pack is yours. Final couple of minutes with Drs. Michael and Chris Herdson in studio with us this morning. By the way, this has been a big treat for me. Thanks for coming down.
Hey, vice versa.
Always love talking with you.
Absolutely.
Some people, I'm going to ask you about this for both of you, private versus public courses. Some are of the belief that fewer people are playing today in 2019 than in the past because golf courses are just too difficult for the mid to high handicapper. Do you hear those comments as a designer? And I guess what's your response to that?
I think there's a lot of credibility to that. Golf is a very difficult game to learn, and it takes a while. It's not instant gratification like from a lot of things where you can learn them more quickly. And when you think about it, golf is just a recreation. It's in competition with every other form of recreation that's out there, whether it's an e-sports or whether it's a canoe or a bicycle or whatever, wherever you can spend your discretionary time and money, that's what golf's in competition with. And so, yes, I do think that making golf courses too hard is not good.
In a world where the client is always right, let's face it, you're in a business, the client's always right. Do you build it in a way that they want, even though you know that it may not be the best option for players making a playable golf course? As a designer, how do you balance that?
So he has a goal, makes the rules without a doubt. You know, it's tough. I think my father talked earlier is the fact that you got to earn the client's trust, that when you have situations where they're not sure, again, they're hiring you as a professional. If they were a golf architect, they'd do it themselves. So they're hiring you to do it. You know, there's situations where you might have a vision that you just can't communicate, that you need to throw a little bit of a tantrum and jump up and down and say, please, 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 I promise you'll be happy. You know, that stuff does come up. I think that as long as, and this goes with anything in life, if you can logically explain what you're doing and why you're doing it and why you're trying, versus the because I said so, no one like, you know, my mom's because I said so, coercion sort of thing. As long as you can explain it and perhaps illustrate it, yeah. That very infrequently do we ever run into those situations where the client says no.
Because that's a big thing, facing the game. I mean, forced carries, you see all the time, different golf courses versus, you know, the average player needs an opening to at least have the option to roll it up there if possible.
Absolutely. You know, people talk about design strategy, and everybody talks about strategic design versus penal design. But what we see is penal design being called that, where people have no option. And so that's what we try to do in our golf courses, is we try to give lots of width, lots of angles, lots of options, lots of different shots that can be played, and not just always getting, you know, pulling out the wedge if you're within 60 yards of the green.
We opened with this. We'll close with it. You talked about your project currently going on up at Westfield. How long of a process is that? I mean, when you were describing the different phases, this is not just like a work of one summer here. This has to be ongoing.
I think we first met with Westfield on the proposal 2014. That was for Ohio Open. And work and planning commenced shortly after. So you put that together, 2 years of intense planning, and then equally intense execution. So when it's all said and done, things open up, grown in, because, you know, you get the golf course done, the dirt's one thing, the grass is another thing. That'll probably be a 6.5 year project with 5 or 10 follow-up visits. That's a big one. That's a big one, which we love. We love our client. We love what they've done, and we love the opportunity to have that type of job security. Doesn't happen very often, but you get that. It's consistent. We enjoy that.
When you have a project like that here that's just an hour or so up the road versus, you know, you're overseas somewhere. I mean, mm-hmm. when you have something overseas, how much time do you have to spend over there going back and forth when a project from start to finish?
Well, when we were working in Asia, and we had projects in Japan and Korea and China, Thailand, I made 30 visits or so over. It takes you a day to get there and a day to get back, and you spend all the time there.
That sounds awful.
Yeah, it is. And that's why I don't want to do them anymore. The only place I want to do outside of North America is I would do a golf course in England or Wales or Scotland or Ireland. But other than that, everything's going to be right here in North America. And if we can drive to it, I'd just soon not get on an airplane.
unless it's a top-notch site, like some of the stuff you've seen with Tom Doak or Coren Crenshaw. The only reason you're doing projects overseas is because you can't get work here. That's period.
Yep.
That's period.
We'll leave you with this. Do you guys play?
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah.
I mean, and do you get ideas, I guess, when you're out playing?
Not for me. No, I don't think out playing. It's interesting. So here's the difference is that I'm still in that kind of transition zone between can't turn my brain off and can't play golf. All he does is critique and analyze and bitch and moan and so about what they could have done better.
I say,
I'm very fortunate that I don't get any ideas because I'm just trying to enjoy myself, hit a little white ball around a field. I don't know, Dad. No.
I've been fortunate to play golf courses all over the world.
There's a diplomatic answer.
And I certainly borrow ideas freely.
Well, yeah. We love hearing them. We love having you down here. Dr. Michael Herdson, Dr. Chris Herdson, thanks for coming down.
Thanks for having
you down here. Good luck with your project up at Westfield.
All right, thanks, buddy.
For Hayden Heilstorm, for everybody here, thank you so much for tuning in. We'll join you next Saturday. We'll be at Ohio State for the Corn Ferry Tour playoffs. We'll talk to you again then here on The Fan.
Church next Sunday to save me from those double bogey blues.
You've been listening.
listening to Tee to Green with the Fans Hall of Famer, Skip Mossick. Join us next Saturday morning at 9 for the latest golf news, tech info, interviews, and tournament updates. The Fan, Ohio sports destination.
You post, pin, blog, shop, share, like, tweet, and retweet. Now you can do it all and a lot more for just $24.99 a month. It's WOW's Internet 100. All the speed you need with no data caps. Act now and you can get Internet 100 for only $24.99 per month for 12 months with a 2-year agreement, auto pay, and paperless billing. Now that's something to post about and tweet and blog and email. Call now at 1-866-WOWWAY2. Equipment, taxes, and fees extra. Offer for new customers subject to change. Restrictions apply.
Comfort Dental is involved in your community. Every year since 1984, we've put on Care Day, giving away free dental care to those in need. Over the years, we've given away millions of dollars in dental services and helped thousands of people. Looking for a dentist? Check out Comfort Dental. New patients are just $19, including exam and x-ray, a $185 value. Payment due at time of service. For dentist contact info, visit comfortdental.com. Services provided by a state-licensed general dentist. Comfort Dental. We'll be there when you need us. You know Safari Golf Club at the Columbus Zoo for their award-winning golf course, great playing conditions, and state-of-the-art practice facility. It's also the perfect location to host your next event. With pricing to meet any budget, the event center at Safari Golf Club is climate-controlled, fits up to 200, and is perfect for meetings, graduation parties, social events, or a great complement to your golf outing. Call 614-645-3444 or visit safarigc.com to book your next event or tee time. At Midas, you'll find all the expertise you need to take care of your car. From brakes to tires to oil to everything, you can count on Midas to tell you what needs fixing now and what can wait. So whether your check engine light just went on or you remembered that it's time for your regularly scheduled oil change, now is the time to head over to your locally owned and operated Midas. We'll tell you what needs fixing now and what can wait. Come on by and see us. For brakes, tires, oil, everything, trust the Midas touch.
When it comes to my family's health care, I want the highest quality care possible. That's why I choose Buckeye Health Plan. Buckeye is rated number one in quality for Medicaid in Ohio. They cover doctor, dental, and vision visits, as well as prescription drugs, at no cost to me. Buckeye gives me rides to my doctor and has a free 24-hour nurse line. I even earn rewards for making healthy choices. Choose quality. Choose Buckeye. Go to choosebuckeye.com to find out how.
My house has a new glow. I love my windows. Universal Windows Direct.
Common Man here. Right now, for every window you buy, you get the next one free. No limits and 0% financing for 36 months. Call 614-221-0700 or go to UniversalWindowsDirect.com. Like me, you'll be saying, I love my windows.
I love my windows. They've got that brand new home effect. Universal Windows Direct.
Your favorite brands cost less when you stock up at the Buy 5, Save 5 event at Meijer. Now through Saturday, buy 5 and save $5 instantly when you mix or match family favorites like Goldfish crackers for only 98 cents. Breyers ice cream, only $2.50. Kellogg's and General Mills cereal, $1.99. Tide Simply liquid laundry detergent, $1.99. And so much more when you buy 5 and save $5 instantly at Meijer. Why pay more? Exclusions apply. See the deals in the Meijer app.
Set sail for Huntington Park in a fun-filled weekend of Clippers baseball. Friday, the Clippers transform into Los Boleros for a Copa Friday night. During the game, enjoy the hilarious between-innings antics of the Superstars. Saturday is Superhero Night as we welcome Marvel's Spider-Man and Black Panther to meet with fans and stick around for a special superhero-themed post-game fireworks show. Both games start at 7:15. We round out the weekend on Sunday with Family Day and a post-game fun run. First pitch Sunday, 4:05. Visit ClippersBaseball.com for tickets. Clippers Baseball. This chip rocks.
Broadcasting from the Compare Quote Insurance.